This is Blown Off on 95.1 WAPE.
Looks like we've got Peter. Oh, wait, that's on the phone. Sorry. Peter, good morning. Thanks so much for calling the Big 8 Morning Mess. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, we're
Hi.
Good. We're good. What's going on, Peter?
All right. Well, so I went out on this date with this girl named Rose.
Uh-huh.
And we had met online. We'd been talking for a long time. And finally, I worked up the courage. I asked her to go out with me. And that already is kind of a big deal. I've got two kids. And I like to go out and date sometimes, but it's not something I just get to do very often.
Right.
And, you know, I thought it'd be fun to try to take this girl out. So I asked her out. We went out. We had a great time. The date went really well. At the end, I asked if she wanted to come back to my place and just, you know, hang out.
Yeah.
You know, see what happens. And so we did. She came back. She hung out. We had some wine. She hung out for about an hour.
Yeah.
And then she just kind of suddenly said, you know, I'm going to go. I'm going to get out of here. And she was drinking, so she got an Uber. And she took off.
That's very responsible of her.
Yeah, it is.
To Uber out of there.
Yeah. And I was fine. I mean, it was the first date. I wasn't expecting anything crazy to happen. And, you know, we ended on good terms. I said I'd call her soon. She said great. And ever since then, she's been a ghost. I haven't been able to get in touch with her. I tried calling her. She didn't answer. She didn't respond to my voicemails. I even went back online, and I tried messaging her through the service we used, and she didn't even answer on that. It's like she just disappeared, and I don't know what the deal is.
That is weird.
You didn't, like, sense anything from the date that would, you know, maybe make you think why she left you so suddenly?
No, I mean, I was even, you know, I have two kids. I was upfront about it. I didn't
hide
that at all. It was all on the table.
And your kids were there? Were the kids, like, throwing spitballs at her or something when you got there, or no?
No, they were in bed by the time we got back. They weren't even around at all.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right, well, that is weird. Maybe, well, why don't we go ahead and call her here? You said her name's Rose.
Yeah.
All right, we can go ahead and call Rose, and we can kind of figure out what's going on. And why it is, after what seems like a really great date, and after agreeing to come back to your house, she kind of, you know, Ubered out after an hour. Does that sound good?
That'd be great.
Yeah, that would
be great.
Okay, all right. She's just cold turkey.
so
we're going to call her now and find out what's going on, okay, Peter?
All right, that'd be great.
All right, yeah, you hang on one second.
Hello?
Rose?
Yes.
Hey, Rose. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you so much for asking.
Who is this?
Rose, it's Mark Kay. I'm here with Megan.
Hey, Rose.
We're from 95.1 WAPE.
No, what? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing? Well, you know, we had your number.
Yeah.
We put it to good use.
We wanted...
Oh, why are y'all calling me?
Well, we wanted to talk to you live on the radio. Is that okay?
What about what, though?
Well, it's about a guy you went out with. His name's Peter. You guys had a date last week.
Oh.
Yeah. You remember Peter, huh?
Okay, y'all. I don't want y'all to go back and say anything to him, but I got a bad feeling about that guy.
Why? What happened?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Okay, but I don't want you to say anything.
Okay, won't.
No, we will not say a word.
Okay. I think he's banging his babysitter is what I think.
You think?
You think he's banging his babysitter?
No, I mean, I think he's having sex with his babysitter.
The babysitter,
no, we know what banging
we
means.
We get it. Why do you think that?
I mean, if you could see this girl... If you could see her, you would also be thinking the same thing. I mean, she's like...
Wait, you think what?
Who is that?
That's crazy. I'm not banging my babysitter.
Is that Peter?
What? Yes, me.
Are you on the phone?
No.
Well, I told you that I didn't want you to tell him what I was going to say, and now you got me on the phone. He just heard this whole thing?
Well, and technically, we did not tell him anything.
Oh, God. That is not cool. That is really... I mean, come on.
No, okay, all right. No, I get it. That's totally uncool. Peter, are you banging your babysitter?
Oh, you know what's uncool? Saying I'm banging my babysitter on the damn radio.
Oh, wow, okay, all right. Are you?
Oh.
Wait.
No. Are you?
Are you?
No. Absolutely not. No.
Do Did you hear that pause, though, y'all? Did you hear that? It's
okay.
Huge.
So, Rose, why do you think that? Did he say something or did you see something happen?
I mean, since it's all out there.
Right.
Yeah.
This girl, I mean, she looks like she should be on the front cover of a Sports Illustrated. I mean, she looks like a bikini model.
Okay.
Yeah, but...
I'm not over-exaggerating.
Okay, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're doing it.
No, I know. So he gives her, you know, the money to, you know, we come back there, and I think, okay, you know, we had a really nice time.
Right.
It was, you know, so obviously I'm coming home with him, and so he gives her some money, and he walks her to the door, and she turns around and hugs him in a way that I blushed to see, like, pressed her whole body up against him, kissing her on the cheek, you know, like a long hug. I'm talking a long, long hug.
Like a long hug.
And then, of course, on the back, she's got a little tramp stamp. You know, her shirt is so short. Her pants are so low. I mean, it was just like, it's like, this is his babysitter? This is the baby he hired to be his babysitter? Like, come on.
Okay, right. So Peter, is anything going on between you and the babysitter, or is she just making things up in her head?
It's craziness. I mean, it's all in her head. She's attractive, so what? She's 20 years old. That's just, I mean, it's inappropriate to even think that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, some people are thinking it.
Well, listen, I'm a woman, and I know, I trust me, it may not be happening right now, but it will eventually, because I'm telling you, she wants it.
Yeah.
She's not trying to hide it.
Peter, has she ever, made any moves on you or anything, or you just are totally oblivious to the whole thing?
No, she's never made any. I mean, she helps me out with the kids. She's great with my kids.
Yeah, and so you pay her just to play with the kids, nothing else?
I mean, sometimes if I'm doing work around the house, I'll have her come over and watch my kids, you know, just to keep them out of my hair. So I can get some stuff done, and I mean, okay, I think once or twice I've been watching TV when she puts them to bed, and she'll sit down and, you know, finish The Walking Dead or something with me. But you know, nothing crazy at all.
So now you're paying her to come over and watch TV with you too?
No, I pay her to watch my kids. She likes the TV show. She'll sit down and watch it if it's on.
Yeah, but don't you think it's a little inappropriate if your kids are sleeping and she's still hanging out with you?
No, I mean, it's not like doing anything.
It's still weird.
I would never do that.
She's probably getting the wrong idea then if you're just hanging out with her outside of babysitting.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
I don't see how she could.
You have this hot bikini model girl wearing short shorts with a tramp stamp, hugging up on you, kissing on you, in your house, watching The Walking Dead, and you've never once thought about doing anything else with her.
No.
Okay. Hang on for me 1 second, Peter. Hang on 1 second, Rose. Either he's lying or he's secretly gay.
Yeah, that just is a little bit...
I'm not sure.
That's really unbelievable to me.
Yeah, because I'll be honest, I've never even met this girl, and I'm thinking about it right now.
Yeah.
This is the Big 8 Morning Mess.